Hello.
Oh, hi, Gina. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good.
Hi.
My Google has been disabled.
Oh, okay. Let me take a look. One second.
No, I got an email from them. It says your business has been disabled because someone flagged it as, like, shut down, like, not there.
Okay.
And then I sent in my lease and my ticket of insurance, like,
okay,
on my business. Like, as proof that
uh-huh.
I'm still an active business. And they said,
right,
like, I had 60 minutes or whatever to submit proof that I'm an active business.
Yes. So you sent in your insurance and what else?
And my lease, like a picture of my lease extension.
Oh, and her lease. Okay.
Well,
to
it's
show.
Not like a photo. Let me show you what it says. It's a photo, basically a screenshot of an email that says extension of lease. And hold on, let me put you on speaker. My AirPod just died. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem.
Hold on. I hate this phone.
Hmm.
Well, let me just read it. Extension of lease agreement by made between my management, landlord, psychic readings team relative to a certain lease agreement from premises known as whatever. And then it says, like, dated January 7th, like how I just, like, renewed it. Wait, dated January 7th, 2024. So is this, like, old? No, it says, yeah, January 21st, 2025, and forming on December. Yeah. So that was proper.
Okay.
Sent my lease agreement. Basically, it's an extension of lease agreement. And then I sent in certificate of liability insurance.
So when you sent that, did you get a message back from Google that they're going to look into it? Because sometimes when we submit it, they'll say, okay, thank you for submitting it. It's going to be like 7 to 10 days. Did you get anything like that?
It says appeal submitted. You will receive an
okay.
email notification once a decision has been made. You can also use this tool to check your appeal status. Manage appeals for your Google business profile. View moderation decision submit. Appeals and check appeal status. Okay. So
okay.
It says profile, this opportunity to attach evidence. It allows me to attach some more evidence.
I see. But
like
when
did
you click
on it?
All that?
Just now.
Oh, just now. Okay. So what I can do is send this all over to the verification department and have them look into it. Chances are what they're going to find is that now that the appeal is submitted, it will be, you know, a process, maybe 7 or 10 days out before even we hear back from them. But what you did was perfect, because the best thing to do when something like that happens is just stay very, very responsive to Google and very, very responsive to us. So, you know, if our, you know, verification department calls and says, you know, hey, Google is communicating with us that they need XYZ, then just make sure to get that over to us. Now, the only problem that I can see on our end is the verification department and the technicians, they don't do any type of programming while an account is in a past due status. So what's the update on the payment? Because I know last we spoke, you said
yeah,
it was
I'm
your
not
birthday
ready.
And you were trying.
Right, right.
Okay.
I'm not just ready yet. Give me a minute and I'll let me figure this out and I'll get a payment
okay.
over to you.
Okay, you got it. So I took some notes and I'll try to do what I can as far as, you know, having them figure this out. But I'm thinking that probably they'll wait till the account's current again before, you know, they get involved and put a whole lot of work into it. But we'll definitely figure out what's going on and if anything is needed of you. But the correspondence you got initially as to why it happened was because they thought the business was closed, right?
You're right.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll send that over to them. And then if I hear anything back, I'll let you know. And then if you hear anything regarding the payment, you can just feel free to call me. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Gina. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.